hip-hop has become one of, if not the biggest, music genre in the world. And to put a local spin on hip-hop's history, do you know what the first hip-hop song made in Milwaukee was? Well, that question was so inspiring to our next guest, he made a podcast to answer it. Justin Barney is the music director of Radio Milwaukee, and he joins us now from their studio. Justin, good to have you back.
Hi, Judith. Thanks for having me.
Well, first, Justin, why was answering this question about who made the first Milwaukee hip-hop song so interesting to you?
I just thought that it was a real interesting idea. I had this conversation with this guy, Andy Noble, who is a record collector here in Milwaukee. And we were just talking at this cafe, and he dropped this line on me, and he said that there was this band that kind of accidentally made Milwaukee's first hip-hop song. And I was like, what a weird thing. What a weird idea. And so then I kind of like put it on the board and was like, because hip-hop is an entire genre. And before it, there was R&B, there was disco, there was the things that influenced it. And then there was hip-hop, and we've had it ever since. And so the idea that there was a first song, that there had to be someone who recorded the very first one intrigued me. And this guy knew it, or kind of thought that he knew it. And so we had a discussion on who really recorded it, what it was, and we dug into what is Milwaukee's first hip-hop song.
And we should mention that you co-host this podcast, which is called Backspin. You go on this journey with a DJ from Radio Milwaukee, Tyrone Miller. Here's a clip of him explaining his ties to hip-hop culture in the city and getting involved with answering this big central question.
I've known so many of what I think are the originators or the people that started Milwaukee hip-hop, whether they were the DJs, the MCs, the people on the radio. And I've worked with them in so many different capacities, so much respect for them. And we've never talked about that. I know maybe when they started DJing or when they started rapping just casually, but nobody has ever asked that question. Nobody has ever told me just straight up, yeah, I was the one. I did it. And we'll see who actually did.
So, Justin, you go off on this quest. You start talking to experts and people who are part of the music scene in Milwaukee over the last several decades. And you learn about a musician and entrepreneur, Marvell Love, who's an early character in this story. Tell us about Marvell Love.
Marvell Love is like my favorite character in this whole thing. So there was like, so hip hop became a thing in New York. And this was a thing that, so hip hop spread throughout the country and it had to come to Milwaukee. And this is, you know, pre-internet. So it's coming by the way that it comes. And Marvell Love he owned a record label in Milwaukee. He wanted to make Milwaukee like the Motown of the Midwest or of Wisconsin. And so he started this record label called New World Records. And Marvell Love, he's kind of like the businessman with the business plan. I think of him as this kind of like outsized record executive kind of character. And he wanted to find the group to record the first hip-hop song, because he went to a music conference that said hip-hop is the next big thing. And so, you know, he takes it back to Milwaukee and he was like, hip-hop's going to be the next big thing. I have to be the one to record it because we can make money here. We can be part of the next big thing. And so then what he does in the early 80s, in 1981, is he finds this band, The Majestics. And The Majestics were this funk band. They were not a hip-hop band, have zero interest in making hip-hop music, don't know what it is. And he says to them, you know, you need to make a hip-hop song. And they're hustlers. They still make music. They still make funk music. They're playing, you know, they played last week in Milwaukee as this funk group. And he told them, you got to make this hip-hop song. And so they make a hip-hop song. They make this song called Class A.
Well, first, let's hear a little bit about The Majestics before they kind of got told, you know, you've got to do hip-hop. Let's hear a little from this song.
The key to love is understanding. The key to love.
Yeah, not very hip-hoppy.
Not very hip-hoppy at all. And that is the song that's on the other side of the 45 that is Milwaukee's first hip-hop song. So that lets you know that this is not a hip-hop group, that The Majestics, they made songs like that, The Key to Love. And that's a great, this great kind of soul ballad. And they were entertainers in the styles like James Brown. And that is what they sought to do, was to entertain and to make R&B music, like that song, The Key to Love. And then on the other side of that record is technically Milwaukee's first hip-hop song, The Key to the Class A.
Well, and let's listen to a little bit of Class A. You know, maybe different sides of the album, maybe it sounds different. Let's take a listen.
Do it.
This is the groove for the year. We're coming at you loud and clear. Our sounds are strong, our funk is too. We play our song just for you. We are down.
Okay, so our board op, Sarah and I, are kind of grooving over here. Like you said, you know, very, very James Brown kind of sound. Again, not what I would think hip-hop.
Right. That's early hip-hop. When I was talking to Andy Noble, who is the record label, he's a record collector now, you know, he would describe that as disco rap. That's kind of like the very early style of rap, like Sugar Hill Gang, Rapper's Delight, a hip, a hop, a hip to the hip, 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 hop. You know, it's got that, it's very much like almost a disco song, just with a bit of a different vocal delivery. And so they released that song in 1981, and it did basically nothing. You know, it was just a blip on the radar. And I went in wanting to tell this story about that song because I thought that it lived on this island kind of before anyone else. And it was this thing that was kind of ahead of its time, though, it's not the greatest hip hop song in the world. And then Tyrone, my co-host, was like, well, we got to talk to all these guys that were in the Milwaukee scene. We got to talk to Mike Love. We got to talk to DMC. We got to talk to Too Tough Tony. And we went to them and we were like, you know, let's talk about this song, Class A by the Majestics. And they all said, what song? Class A by the Majestics? We don't know that song. We don't, like, that song wasn't important to anyone. And they kept on bringing up Peachy, a.k.a. Todd Thomas, a.k.a. Speech. And they all independently were like, this is the guy that did it. This is the one that matters. And so, kind of like in the middle of our journey, it kind of went from being like, yeah, 001, Class A is technically the first song, but does that mean that it is the most important, or does that mean that it's like the first one, though it was technically the first one?
Justin Barney's the music director for Radio Milwaukee, and we're talking about his podcast, Backspin, that traces the history of Milwaukee's first hip-hop song. And Justin, you just mentioned Speech and the song Attack. Let's listen to some of that.
Music is dramatic, it's a blob without static, phenomenal indeed, and that's emphatic. My rhymes give a sound and I kind of benign, but appropriate in battle, whenever it's time, you know.
Excuse me, Peachy. May I? May you what? May I get on the turntable?
All right, so when did Speech make that song?
Right, so this is 1984, 85. This is kind of in the middle of the 80s that lived like several years after Class A. And you can hear that in the production style, it's different from Class A by the Majestics. They had like a live band doing this recording. And that song by Attack, the song is called Attack on the Wax, that is done with a different production style entirely. And we got the whole team, everyone said that this is the song that matters. And that, you know, what matters in hip hop and in a culture is not the first song. Like Sugar Hill Gang is not the first rap song, but it was the first rap song that had a big impact across the culture of hip hop. And they got back to us and said, you know, hip hop is not just about, you know, you nerd looking at the paper saying this is 001. This is the first song on a label. That it's about this whole culture, and this, and Attack on the Wax is what impacted the culture of music in Milwaukee. And it spawned all of these great scene, these guys that are still making music. And it had this impact that was kind of greater than itself in a way that Class A did not have.
Well, Justin, it sounds like a really fun project to work on, and it's a really fun podcast to listen to. Thanks so much for giving us some of the story.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
That's Justin Barty, music director of Radio Milwaukee. We talked with him about his podcast, Backspin. It traces the history of Milwaukee's first hip-hop song, and you can hear the whole podcast by going to radiomilwaukee.com. www.music.org/backspin.